Hi everyone, welcome to Game On Chicas. I'm your host, Rebecca.
And I'm Alicia.
We're bringing you our perspectives as a woman in gaming, from building in Roblox to trying to climb out of Bronze 1 in Valorant. We love all kinds of games.
Cozy, scary, funny. All games have something nice to offer. Me personally, while I don't play as much as I'd like, I still consider myself a gamer because of my love for video games.
But it's not always great being a woman in gaming. And we're here to talk about the good, the bad, and everything in between. Our goal is to spotlight these experiences, spark meaningful conversations, and drive positive change in the gaming community. Whether you have lived it, seen it, or are here to learn, we're thrilled to have you with us. Let's dive in and uncover what it really means to game as a woman in today's online world.
Being excluded from gameplay simply because of our gender is more than just frustrating. Let's just dive right into our experiences in order to really get into the nitty-gritty of our experiences.
I remember playing a Spike Rush on Valorant. When I loaded into the game, my teammates gathered around me in a circle, making it unable for me to move or play. They threw their util and wasted their ultimate on me every single round. I was playing with Alicia, actually. I asked her what I should do since I couldn't move or do anything. Mind you, a Spike Rush is 15 minutes. These guys never heard my voice, so I wasn't sure how they knew I was a girl. Then it hit me, my name. It's considered to be a bit feminist.
Yeah, it was kind of like at that exact moment, like that particular experience that really like made me realize like what makes a name feminine when it comes to like gamer tags, because like mind you, my name has the word bunny. I consider the word bunny to be a little bit feminine, and they thought that I was like one of them. Like they were egging me on. They were like, "Come on, join in on us, join in on us." They were like, "Pretend that she said a slur and tell it to the everybody else in the game." And I was like, "Oh, I am not your friend here. What?" They thought that I would like harass you with them just because they thought it was fun. It was really messed up.
You know what's interesting?
Yeah.
30 to 40% of Valorant players are actually women. And the percentage of women who play video game is around like 50 to 70%.
Honestly, that's like really surprising for me personally. Especially because, like, well, at least the first statistic that you said, I feel like a lot of people say that Valorant is like a girl's game. Like, when compared to other first person shooters, like Call of Duty, for example. But, like, 30 to 40 is not a majority number. So I wonder if it's just because it's like kind of a significant number of women that play the game. I don't know. It's probably just misogyny, if I'm being honest. Valorant is
Probably.
also like a really pretty game in general.
It is, but not when you're playing on low graphics to get FPS.
No, it isn't. You know, like kind of, it's not even similar to your experience. I've actually like, I guess, experienced the opposite in a way. I remember this one time. I think, yeah, we were playing together this game on Roblox that was based on the TV show Total Drama Island. And in this game, the character that you play as is completely randomized. Like, it's based off of like some number game that the game plays. Anyways, I ended up getting this like really popular male character this one round, which is like this like cool, nonchalant, like emo alt guy. You know what I'm talking about.
Duncan, I know.
Yeah, Duncan. Everybody like likes Duncan in the show. Mind you, he's not like a good person. He's just cool. And like I don't know what it was. Maybe it's because he's cool. Maybe it's because I was playing a male character. But like everybody respected me that round. Like they were listening to what I was saying. I was like, maybe we should eliminate this person. And they were like, bet, and they wouldn't give them a marshmallow. It made me feel so powerful. It was
I remember you
crazy.
could have marshmallow every single round. And then, like, I think it was like the third round, they kicked my ass off out of the map.
Yeah, they didn't like you that round. And it's also, I think you were like playing as Courtney, which is like, it's not a very popular character in the show.
No, she's like a goody two shoes.
Yeah. It was like really interesting because I'm not gonna say that it was because of anything I did. It wasn't. It was because I was this cool character. And it was interesting to see how like the same like toxic opinions that people had about the show were translated directly into the game without like any hesitation. And it's not like it was like adult people that were like making these conscious decisions. They were kids. They didn't know anything.
Yeah, they're all like little kids.
It was just wild. Like, and you know what? I feel like that's how it is sometimes with like other games too. 'Cause like sometimes when we play Valorant, like I'm not a great player. Like, you know, I'll say that any day of
Me
the week.
too.
Not a great player. And like if you're not a great player in a game like in Valorant, it's not great for you, but it's whatever. Especially when you're like amongst players of your same like kind of rank. But if you're not a great player and you're a girl, ooh.
You're
They
gonna get
will
crap from these men.
Yeah, they're gonna like overanalyze every single move that you do. Meanwhile, the other person next to you is gonna be a guy, same level of competence. He's gonna probably have one kill that round, and they're
Whip
gonna
it all of his
say,
shots.
yeah, and they say nothing.
Nothing.
It's so infuriating.
It really is. They don't say anything to him. Mind you, this guy missed all of his shots on someone that was just standing still the whole time.
They were like, nice try.
That was not a nice try.
Yeah, and they're screaming at you like, oh my God, this is why women ruin games.
They're like, no, or they're like, FF, you know, like, let's get out of here now.
Yeah, they want to like quit.
They want to leave.
And you know, so interesting because that's like one perspective, right? But then there's also the fact that like female gamers like frequently face unwanted like romantic advances or inappropriate behavior. And it's such a flip because sometimes you'll get both.
So I used to play comp, meaning competitive mode. I came across a sage that I thought was a girl, but they were actually a whole man. They kept making friendly jokes like setting down sprays, crouching. When they added me, I decided to add them and their friend back. After hearing their voice, I realized he was a man, which I didn't really care about, but I decided to run a game with them. One of the guys kept asking if I had a duel and flirting with me. The sage kept trying to get my attention. I started ignoring them. When there were two more rounds left, they both disconnected completely, and we ended up losing. I knew they purposely did this since they didn't get the response they wanted.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I feel like a lot of these, I don't even know if it happens in other games because I've never had that experience or I've never played another like first person shooter long enough to know if that's like something that happens in these games. But I feel like there's like a big group of guys in Valorant that only play with girls to like try to get a girlfriend. And like it's sometimes it's like very uncomfortable. Sometimes it can be a little bit funny, but it's not okay either way. Like I remember this one time, and you know I do still find it a bit funny. This guy like literally only heard me say like a couple of words. I might have said something like, "Oh, they're on A site," and he was like, "Oh, can I get your Discord?" And I was like, "What?" He was like, okay, if we win this round, if I get this amount of kills, give me your Discord, okay? I was like, well, no, but you can still try. And he was literally the first one to get killed that round. It was so funny. And we ended up actually losing the whole game. But he was like, can I still get your Discord, though? And I was like, no. Like, you know, I think you and me have come across enough, like, guys on this game to know that if you end up adding somebody like that, they're not gonna like be your buddy buddy. They're gonna try to like
They're trying to be your
flirt with you.
man.
Yeah, they're trying to be your man.
They don't
And
want to
the
be
worst
friends with
part
you.
is that they are completely projecting like their ideal person on you. It's not like they're trying to get to know you. Yada yada yada. I know some people joke and say Valorant is like a dating app. What? No, it's just creepers creeping, man.
For these men, it's a dating app to them.
Yeah, they hear a slightly feminine voice and they're like, "Ooh, hello,
What's your
hello."
Discord? Give me your Discord.
And you know that guy that I'm talking about, he was really tame. There's like guys that are like they straight up just go into like euphemisms. Like they start talking about you as if you're just like female body parts. And it's like, me, I like to laugh at things that are crazy. So I'll laugh at it in private, but it's not okay. Like, I think I one time, I don't know if I was playing with you or alone, but this guy just said, "Show me them bazoongas," or something like that. And I was like, "What?"
What? No, I wasn't playing with you.
And the
What?
thing is, like, I could tell that it was like a teenager, and that made me
Oh.
so uncomfortable.
Mind you're a whole adult.
I'm a whole adult, first of all. Second of all, in that instance, I had not spoken at all. At all. I was playing a female character, and I think that that's what set him off. Some games have implemented features to combat, like, harassment. But some need more work to be done in order for it to actually be successful.
Yeah, one example is Roblox. They don't put up with romantic and sexual content, profanity, discrimination, slurs, and hate speech. I was playing Roblox in a game called Natural Disaster Survival. I was talking to someone when a guy told me to shut the F up. I told him, "Who do you think you're talking to?" And he said, "You, B-word." So I told him off and I ended up getting banned for a day, which made me mad since he was the one who started an argument with me for no reason.
Girl, I feel that though. Some of these like players in these games are so mean for no reason.
You could literally just be sitting in a corner and it already pisses someone
Right, just
off.
existing.
Just your existence.
That's insane. You know, it's interesting though, because like I feel like Roblox is a lot stricter than like Valorant, for example. Which is kind of crazy to me, but it makes sense because Roblox is like marketed towards a younger audience in general. But like Riot Games, they do have restrictions. Because for example, I guess for information, Valorant and League of Legends both belong to Riot, and in both games, there are restrictions as to like what words you can say in like the text chat, because if you say certain words, they'll get like censored out, and you can actually get in trouble for saying certain words in like the text chat. But they're a lot more lenient when it comes to like the voice chat, and like it's kind of reliant on the players themselves reporting incidents. And the like really annoying thing is that sometimes it takes like multiple like reports in order to get anything done.
You see, and like you would think, like, oh, one report is enough, but no. And the thing is, I don't wish for it to happen to another person, right? But sometimes I do, because if they do the same thing that they did to me in their next game, they're gonna get reported quickly.
Right. Yeah, that's really frustrating because it ruins the experience for other players. So even if it's frustrating on Roblox, I feel like it's better off than in Valorant and League of Legends.
So, as we wrap up, it's clear that being a woman in gaming isn't always a walk in the park. We talked about the frustration of being excluded from gameplay simply because of our gender, the constant battle against unwanted flirting and inappropriate attention, and the need for better systems to address this behavior. Let's keep pushing for a more inclusive and respectful gaming world where skill is the only thing that matters. Thank you for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed this episode, tune in next week to Game On Chicas.